The operator of the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant says it has detected 10,000 millisieverts of radioactivity per hour at the site. It's the highest level since the nuclear accident in March. Workers of Tokyo Electric Power Company, or TEPCO, measured the amount on Monday near the pipes at the bottom of a duct between the number one and the neighboring number two reactor buildings. TEPCO has restricted access to the site and the surrounding area. It says the workers who took the reading were exposed to a maximum of 4 millisieverts. The utility says the high level is because the pipes were used to vent air containing radioactive substances from the crippled number one reactor on March 12th. It also detected a maximum of 1,000 millisieverts per hour outside in the debris, as well as a maximum of 4,000 millisieverts per hour inside one of the reactor buildings. According to the Science Ministry, a human exposed to 10,000 millisieverts would likely die within a week or two. Now, TEPCO also says that it has discovered about 700 tons of highly radioactive water on Saturday in the basement of an on-site building near the storage facility for contaminated water. It says the water contained 19,000 becquerels of radioactive cesium-134 per cubic centimeter and 22,000 becquerels of cesium-137, both very high levels. The utility is investigating how the leak happened, but it says that there is no danger of the contaminated water leaking out of the building.